Yes.
We are on the air and you have the floor.
Thank you. I'd like to call the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee meeting to order. The time is 1:30. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Pratt. Congresswoman Pratt. Congresswoman Pratt. Congresswoman Whitehorn. Congresswoman Whitehorn. Congresswoman Whitehorn. Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Walker. Congressman Walker. Congressman Walker. Can I ask you to just join the meeting?
Pratt.
Good morning or good afternoon. Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes, here, present.
You now have a quorum, Chair.
Thank you.
Bingo.
Next item on the agenda is prayer. Congresswoman Pratt, will you please render our afternoon prayer?
Yes, thank you, Congresswoman Goodfox. Almighty Father, we come to you on this beautiful day, and we just thank you for all the blessings that you bestow upon us and our family. We just ask that you continue to guide us with your love and your wisdom, Father. There's a lot of confusion and pain and suffering and fear amongst us in our nation and our world right now, Father, and I just ask that everyone remain strong in their faith and remember your words and promise and love for all of us. I ask these things in your mighty name. Amen.
Thank you. Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes.
Chair, if it would be okay, I'd like to ask if Congressman Walker or Congresswoman Whitehorn joined the meeting. It seemed there were a few people entering the meeting during the prayer.
Chairwoman Goodfox, this is Maria. I'm sorry I joined a couple of minutes late. Thank you.
Sorry if it sounded like a call just came on. That was me. I accidentally hung up after I prayed.
Congressman Walker has sent an email to the clerk and myself that he would be a little bit late for this meeting. He said about 30 minutes, so I don't think he's on the line.
Okay, thank you.
We are on approval of minutes.
Chair Goodfox, this is Stabler.
Yes.
I just see one tiny thing in the third paragraph. There's a space between the quote marks and 150,000.
Thank you. Clerk, do you have that?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Chair, I have another one. Yes. Under motion to report, and maybe I'm not reading it correctly, but it says to Congress with the pass as amended recommendation. Oh, I reread it. It's fine. Never mind. Motion to report. No. Motion to approve the minutes of April 16th.
As amended?
As amended.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion on the floor with a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. The next item on the agenda is consideration of ONCR 2006, a resolution to designate Osage Nation Energy Services, LLC, as a subsidiary limited liability company of Osage LLC pursuant to the Limited Liability Companies Act as the sole member of both entities. The sponsor is Congresswoman Whitehorn. You have the floor.
Thank you, Congresswoman Goodfox. We have been at several meetings now doing the interim, and I think maybe this is the second time we have considered this resolution in this committee during the session. I think that it's been fully presented to the committee. I have requested that members of Osage LLC be present. I don't know. I think that some of them were able to make that. May I ask if there's any of the board members from Osage LLC on the line?
Frank Freeman.
Chairman Freeman, welcome to the meeting. Thank you, Mr. Perrier. We're glad that you're here. I appreciate you coming at the last minute. I believe that I told Chairwoman Goodfox that I would invite you, and I believe that talking to you, each and everyone, on a personal level or in personal conversations, that I sensed that you were positive for this shift of this subsidiary company, of one's coming to Osage as a subsidiary company. I think that quite possibly the committee would like to hear your opinion on this. So if it's okay with Chairwoman Goodfox, I'd like to see if the Chairman Freeman has any words to say on this, if it's okay with the chair.
That's fine.
Thank you, Mr. Freeman. You have the floor.
Okay, this is Frank Freeman. We have discussed it, and I mean, we're not opposed to that being brought in under as a subsidiary, as long as it's not a consolidation. The only concern we would have at this point is if there's any debt coming with it, because we do not have the resources to pick up any debt. We have uncovered in the last 90 to 120 days of about $300,000 of expenses that we were not even aware of, that another board member and CEO had signed contracts, and we're having to settle all those things out.
Chairwoman.
So my question, go ahead.
No, you continue, please. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
My concern would be, because we've got this thing figured down, and I've been working on finances, where I'll have my final financial statement today and all of my accounts payable, and unless there's something else comes up that I'm not aware of, we've got this thing figured out. If we get that Fort Leonard Wood contract, we're going to be able to move forward. But it's going to be tight, and we're already working on a couple of avenues to bring some money in, but it's going to be slow and easy. And so my concern is, if we're not opposed to this, as long as we don't have to absorb debt with it. Does that make sense? Any questions?
Yes, sir. Congresswoman. Yes, go ahead.
I was through.
Oh, okay.
Do any of the members of the committee have any questions for the chair? Do any of the members of the committee have any questions for the sponsor?
This is Brandy.
Yes.
Yes to Brandy?
Yes.
Thank you, Chairwoman Goodfox. So my question could be for both, if that's okay. And has anybody, Mr. Freeman or the sponsor, visited with the executive branch and gathered their thoughts concerning moving forward with this piece of legislation?
This is Frank Freeman. I have not had, I had a conversation at the executive branch that's been probably 90 days ago. I don't know what their position is on this date.
Madam Chairman, this is Eddie Redigal.
Yes.
On that particular question, we've heard no comments or any questions of any kind from the executive office at this point.
Thank you.
Chairwoman Goodfox, Whitehorn?
Yes.
Previous to drafting this legislation, when I thought that we were going to have a special session, I reached out to Chief Standing Bear requesting to have a conversation about this and have not had a response. My take on it is for Congress to proceed, and then we also had a meeting scheduled that ended up being canceled, and then the COVID encroached upon our ability to meet. So I guess my idea of it is for Congress to make a decision, and when the chief gets the resolution, he'll make the decision for his signature then. It's kind of the way the process does go. So that's my view on it. I don't know if there's anybody from the executive branch listening in right now to our meeting. If so, maybe they might be able to give us some insight.
May I follow up, Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Thank you, Chair Dobson. Thank you, Mr. Freeman, Mr. Redigal, and Congresswoman Whitehorn. Yes, I am aware of the process that we, how we operate. However, many, many meetings with all sectors, we talked about collaboration, and I do know, Congresswoman Whitehorn, that you did attempt, and we were, several of us were looking forward to the set of meetings that had been set out prior to our current situation. And I do recall, after you mentioned it, that we did have a meeting scheduled with the executive branch to get their input on it. And so that's why I posed the question, because since we didn't get to have the meeting, I was just wondering if anybody else, if you had reached out yourself concerning that. And I do understand that the pandemic is here. So, and I know how it changed our lives drastically. And it's going to do that, and it's going to change our lives ever. And so I do know our process. I was just trying to find out about the collaboration piece of it, because the last time we did this piece, we did something like this, a tall grass. Executive was very much involved, in my opinion. And so that's the only reason that I did pose that question. Thank you.
Madam Chair, this is Chairman Redigal of WADS LLC. May I have a few minutes to speak, please?
Yes.
Thank you. I'd like to come in behind the comments of Osage LLC and their comments and appreciate that. There has been no overtures or any communication, intercommunication between the two companies, so we do not know or have any insights at all of the given profile of their position, Osage, at this time, or they of us at this time. WADS LLC has position has not changed since our last meeting. We respectfully request your attention to this matter, because we are in a very critical position in a progressive movement of our company, as well as our financial position. We are at this time in very good standing with the SBA. We are even making a efforts to increase that standing with them, by all means. The comments from them on this proposal is that the there could be some effects of this on our ongoing positions with our upcoming partnerships and our position for future contracts. There was a comments and bits of concern about that from the audience of SBA. One's LLC right now, as I mentioned, is at a very critical and important progressive moment in time. We are at this point in time in very, very close communications and progressive communications with a given mature SBA company that has existed in their program ADA, but will soon be exiting and graduating. They've acquired $41 million over the life of their lifespan under the ADA program. They currently have three contracts that are very much wanting to incorporate the position of ONES LLC in those aspects, with the Corps of Engineers and with the District Mission and Installation Contract Command. Those two entities with activities in Fort Hood, Texas, Yakima Training, in Fort Gordon, Georgia. Those conversations have now set ourselves in very serious conversations, in positive conversations, where they would like to consider, and likewise us, a mentorship protege agreement. That's the ideal position for ONES LLC at this point in time. In our entry into the ADA processes and our timing and tenure that we expect, we're right where we should be. We're into the program and being recruited to affiliate with existing mature companies that are understanding the ADA program and can help us to not only understand it better, but to see it in actual activity. We welcome that invitation to join in that mentorship protege agreement with that mature ADA company. That being said, the arrangements and conversations with that company and other companies have been with the profile that you see now. Our management team, our board of directors, our capability statements, all that we possess is in our profile that they have been considering unions with us. If that changes, if the profile of that changes, it could affect the view of ONES LLC in ongoing and future relationships with our partners. That's one of the most critical elements that we're concerned with. These contracts that are in front of us are alive and they're active. We can be involved in those contracts in very short order. That said, the last meeting that we had with the committee, you postponed this question of subsidiary under Osage LLC. Our request today is the same. To continue the postponement and allow Osage and ONES to have good, open business conversations on the vitality of each entity, the challenges of each entity, and the future as we see it now from the viewpoint of each entity. Those discussions can be open to the ownership of Congress and the executive and the public to hear what the nation as the owner has possession of and the propensity for progress of them. If we look at this in an ongoing process as part of our work scheme and incorporate this question of subsidiary in front of us, then we can come back to you and alongside you with in-depth business analysis of what it means to bring these two companies closer together. We request that time to do that. This time, and then if done properly, this can be a win-win for both companies, for both management teams, and for the owners, the Osage Nation government, as well as the Osage Nation people. We are that positive about it. from the standpoint of one's LLC. Our request today is, again, as it was last, please give us time to look at this in depth from both eyes of the business board and business community of the companies, and postpone this and come back to you at a later date and set a definite calendar of updates, refreshments of this subject, and potential movements to the positive completion of this question. I yield the floor. Thank you.
Thank you.
Chairperson, may I respond? This is Frank Freeman.
Yes.
I have great respect for Eddie Redeagle and consider him a friend. I'm not sure what the discussion has been. Nobody's approached us from once to have a discussion. Secondly, we do not have problems with the SBA. If we do, I'm unaware of it, and we're in contact with them all the time because of what we've got going on and in place. So I'm not sure what that is related to. I do know that protege agreements work well if they're written up correctly and they're with good, solid companies. I know there have been a couple that have proposed that arrangement with us, but they've been companies that have been in financial trouble. And you have to really be careful when you are looking at those. That would be my only concern. I don't think that we, as a board, have been opposed to having conversations, I know that Kay Bills had conversations with Eddie, but it was outside the board's realm. We were never aware of any of those conversations until just recently. So I don't know what's taken place or hasn't taken place.
Thank you.
And I yield the floor.
Thank you. Do any of the members of the committee have anything further?
Congressman Stabler.
Thank you. I think one of the conditions that we had talked about was the fact that this really kind of goes hand in hand with the funding bill that's before us too. This LLC, one's LLC, is in some financial difficulty right now, but it's more of a strategic point and not they're not in debt. In other words, there's no contracts established yet for it, but they're right on the cusp of it. So this was the opportune time to move this company into a better fit for them. And one of the things that I have believed from the very beginning is this is a proper place for it to go. And the other thing is that the Osage board does have some expertise that could really benefit the one board, or the one's company. So I'm still in favor of going through with this piece. And I understand each one has its own difficulties. I understand that this is a shock, but it's been weeks now, and so I'm not sure where the problem is with the lack of discussion or communication. I'm not concerned with that at this point from my own standpoint, but I think this is a proper time to go ahead and move this while this company has not done any contracts yet. And I understand there's some steps that have to go through as well, and that's what we were hoping to hear back from today, is that some of those steps have been looked at. But anyway, I'm going to give my comment right now that I'm still in support of going ahead and moving with this piece of legislation in this session. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Congresswoman. Identify, please.
Angela Pratt.
Thank you, Congresswoman Pratt. You have the floor.
Thank you. I appreciate this discussion, but at the same time, I'm sorry, I had another call going, so I couldn't kind of hear all of Congresswoman Whitehorn's comments, but I did hear Congresswoman Stabler, and I'm in agreement at this time, and I'm actually going to, from conversations that we've had, I'm going to challenge this committee to stick to what
We had discussed and believed and stated firmly our thoughts on when and how this should happen. And I agree that the time is now, because we've made multiple excuses as to why we haven't thus far. This is something I've heard about, talked about, met about, appropriated. Well, I don't know if I appropriated the money, but to pay for talking to people to tell us how to do this. So this has been a long time coming. We have visited with other tribes that have successful models, that this is what they look like, and we've made it. I mean, it's the people and the Congress are well aware what we're doing now isn't working, and I'm sure the boards know it too. I mean, they've got to. So I'm going to challenge our committee, and then I expect that we would speak with our colleagues who aren't in attendance in saying that this is a good time for this to happen, because I agree that isn't established in contracts yet, and one is coming out of a couple, so they can get it all together. We can't afford to keep going down this road where multiple boards are in the same boat, or multiple boards are being given money and then nothing being produced out of it, et cetera. And I, just like Mr. Freeman stated, I say this with the utmost respect, every bit of it, but, you know, we have to make these kinds of decisions. And both of these boards have been established for many years now, and it's time that we have to do something. We have to have more oversight. We have to stop, you know, saying, well, we just can't be a part of it. We can't do it. We can't talk. We can't have decisions. We've got to dig down and make this work somehow. So I agree that this is the right time, and we've already had this discussion. So at this time, I would like to move that ONCR 2006 be reported to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second. Second for discussion.
I have a second from Congresswoman Stabler. Discussion.
Congresswoman Goodfox, this is Randy.
Yes.
Thank you, Chair Goodfox. My colleague earlier may have been misconstrued, but I am in support of this legislation. I just wanted to know if there had been any communication from the executive side. And I absolutely appreciate everyone's input. And Mr. Redigal, I hear you, and I do hear what you're saying. And we have to make very anguishful decisions that we make. And you know, what you've set here in our position, they affect us all differently, but they bring me anguish. And one of the hardest things I did, and you actually said this to me after I was elected, that making those decisions and about where the money goes and those budgeting, you know, expenses, it's really tough. It is. Not complaining, because I asked for this. But this is a decision today that I do feel it's the right time to do it. And I will be supporting this, because I don't want to have to go back to a place where we are pitting two companies that we own against one another. It would be just like pitting a set of twins or your children against one another, in essence, as an analogy. So I support this. And with all due respect, I do appreciate everyone's comments. Thank you.
Yes, I just have one brief thing to say. I want the committee to know this. I made a telephone call this morning and discussed with the CPA when was the best timing on the record and on the books. Of course, this is the advice that I was given. Is the end of year is the perfect time to do transfer as far as audit and accounting go. End of a quarter,
would be your second best time, and end of the month would be your third best time to make the transfer. So on the floor, I wanted the committee know to expect maybe an amendment to put a date in here, which at this point, I'm going to have some more consultation, and I'll talk with you about it, committee too, to make this be effective the last day of the month. That may change, subject to more conversation about it, but I just wanted to give the committee heads up that when you hear me place an amendment in, it will be for that purpose, to designate a date that this resolution is effective. So that being said, I'm ready to vote, unless there's any questions about that.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Yes.
Congressman Walker, have you joined the call at this time? Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes. The motion passes. The next item on our agenda is ONCA 20-23, an act to authorize and appropriate $500,000 to the executive branch for legal fees related to the gaming compact litigation and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. Are you on the call, sir? Congressman Potts.
Chair, this is Frank Freeman, and I'm going to get off the phone right now.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Freeman.
Thank you. Thank you.
Seeing as how Congressman Potts is not on the call to talk about that legislation, the chair will entertain a motion to adjourn. So moved.
Second, Lemon.
All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Motion carries. We're adjourned. Thank you.